Hello, I'm Eugenia. I'm from Romania. And I want to tell you a story that happened to me when I was about 15 years old. My parents are farmers and I grew up in the countryside. And during my summer school holidays, I used to sell vegetables in a market. One day when I was at the market selling some vegetables, some people came to every seller asking for, I don't know, certain documents relating to the right of selling vegetables or to the quality of the products. And they discovered that I didn't have a certain document for proving the quality of the onion bulbs. I don't know exactly how you call this these small bulbs that you put in the ground in order to grow onion. Anyway, and they gave me a fine. Not a big one, quite a small one. And I remember in that very day I went to the police station and I paid the fine. And because in those days you could pay a fine at the police station. But after a year, some actually, we started receiving letters telling me that I have to go to the court. First, my parents ignored those letters because they thought they are not for me. In our village, also a woman had the same name like mine, and we thought, okay, these letters actually are not for me. These letters are actually for that woman because she had some issues with a neighbor. And after a while, I don't remember exactly, but after 2 months, I think, after another 2 months, we received another special letter. Telling me that if I don't go in a certain amount of time to the court, I will receive 10 days of prison. Yes, unbelievable. Horrible. My parents couldn't believe it, you know. I didn't do anything wrong. Why should I go to the prison? And I remember I went with my brother to the court, and yes, indeed, those letters were for me. Because actually that silly fine that I received that in that day appeared like being unpaid. And we went back to the police station when I paid the fine, and the woman that made the mistake, she actually helped us and solved everything for us. I still had to go to the court filling in some papers. I don't remember exactly, but it was a hard time. And actually, that's it, my story. I hope I got you interested in this story, and I hope you enjoyed it. And thank you for listening. Bye bye.